town or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. A world dismissed as conspiracy by those who want to keep its secrets hidden, exposing the dangers, denials, and deceptions. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this segment, final segment of the Hagman and Hagman Report. We're excited to have with us Dr. Ted Brower, healthmasters.com, and the guy who's got his own radio show right here on the Global Star Radio Network, before ours during the day. Tune in to the Ted Brower Show. His son, Austin, as well, co-hosting with him. And I'll tell you what, it's a lot of great information on the Global Star Radio Network. I want to say thank you to Pastor Paul Begley and his wife Heidi for their hospitality, graciousness, kindness, and for the opportunity to appear on the television show, The Coming Apocalypse, which will be on DirecTV channel 367 next Friday, a week from tonight. It's our appearance. Now, hopefully you'll continue watching that show after watching our appearance, but I think we did okay. I don't know. I think we did okay.
I think we did really good.
Yeah.
And I think it was made much easier due to our relationship with the pastor.
Absolutely.
And the amount of time that we've been on his show and he's been on our show and the amount of time we've been friends.
Yes.
And we talked about a number of very important issues, from the problems within the church to the geopolitical issues such as ISIS,
yeah, absolutely,
and the problems that they're causing, the mass migration and deaths of Christians throughout the world, and the interfaith movement was something else we touched on.
I was blown away finding my father, a book by Heidi Begley, got that book, read it. What a moving experience. It was just it's a tremendous book. Go to The Coming Apocalypse, or Paul Begley Prophecy. .com and you've got to get that book. It's just a fantastic read. She told it to the story.
The night before, we went out to dinner with them on Wednesday, her and Heidi and some friends from Georgia, as well as some friends that helped set up the refreshments and whatnot at the TV studio. And afterwards, we went back to the hotel and we had the pleasure of listening to Heidi explain I can't do it even justice trying to explain it,
no,
but long story short,
story behind that.
Her dad was out of her life for 30 plus years since she was an infant. The Lord put it on her heart to find her dad out of the blue one day, and after constant miracle after miracle against the most incredible odds 10 different times, I'm not going to ruin the ending.
No, you just got to get the book, folks.
But the story and her testimony is so moving, especially for anybody out there who has, a troubled relationship in their family, an estranged relationship, no matter the relationship. It will give you hope.
Amen to that. Now, let's get right back to our guest, Dr. Ted Brower, fan favorite. Even in Indianapolis, people came up, a couple of people, actually two. One in the hotel, one in the studio saying, say hello to Dr. Ted Brower. Listen to his show. Love it when he comes on. Ted, going to toss it back to you. We've squandered enough of your time. So,
well, no, actually, I was disconnected, trying to desperately get back connected with Todd, so I had to call him up.
See, we knew that. We were just biding time.
And, you know, the whole thing is just, I just enjoy spending time with you guys. I enjoy hanging out with you guys and being on the radio with you guys. And in fact, my show that I do every afternoon from 3 to 4 Eastern Standard Time plays immediately following your show 5 days a week. So in case you don't have enough of Ted Broer occasionally coming on Doug's show, you can listen to my show every day on Doug's, you know, on Daystar. Global Star. The reason I say Daystar is I've been on the Daystar network, the Christian TV network, so many times. And so I basically invert those two. And plus it's getting later. And so as I get later, my brain's wanting to go to sleep because I'm on my mammalian circadian rhythm. Doug, you know, one of the things that I want to talk about real quick, and this is something that's really been a pet peeve of mine, and our pastor talked about it the other day, but I've been talking about it for 35 years. Is happiness. Now, let me share with you what I mean by that. You know, people basically base their whole lives on happiness. And there's an interesting article here. It's called The Happiness Project. And it says, are you happy? That's how it starts it off. And it says, I mean, right now, this second, how do you feel? I'm talking about something totally unrelated to the events in your life. I'm asking how you feel inside, irrespective of your job, your love life, and your finances. I'm asking about your overall walk through the world. Now, what I've learned is this. With Christians, it's not about happiness. It's not. Because happiness, in most cases, are based on happenings. In other words, as long as something is happening in your life, you have a situation in which you're happy. That's not what we're called to as Christians. We're supposed to have the righteousness, peace, and joy that infills us through the infilling of the Holy Spirit. And happiness is a temporary state. Now, I'm going to explain that and why I feel that way. I dated a woman in Tallahassee after I got saved that her entire life was based on happenings. As long as she was happy, everything was okay. If she wasn't happy, everything was miserable. And the sad part about this is, you know, we eventually, you know, broke up. But the craziest part about all of this stuff, I see this so much in Christian families and in Christian relationships, where people are always having to go out and buy things or go do things to be happy. And guys, that's not what we're called for. When we're filled with the Holy Spirit, I'm going to say it again, it's the righteousness and the peace and the joy that we have. Now, I'm not saying that you can't get excited when you buy things or things won't bring you momentary joy, but it will. It's all momentary. It's like when you get a new car and you're all excited you got a new car. And you're driving around with this new car, and you got the temporary tags on this car, and you're thinking, wow, what a great car. You know, 2 or 3 years down the road, it's just a car. Okay, it's no longer new, it's just a car. And it doesn't bring you that same joy or happiness that it did from the very beginning. So guys, always remember that our relationship with Jesus Christ is the most important thing that we can talk about to other people, to bring them the joy that we have through the infilling of the Holy Spirit. You know, I was talking today to Richard at the doctor's office this morning while I was doing the chelation. And I said to him, he was talking about the Hagman Show. And I said, my two favorite shows on the Hagman Show are when I talk about interdimensional physics and how it works with God and the blood of Jesus. Those are the two shows that I've enjoyed the most. And the next show would be when we did it on chemtrails and Morgellons, and we went into detail on what they do with scalar waves and radar waves, etc. But those three are the ones that I like the best, Doug, of all the ones that I've done with you. Now, the one tonight, I find it enjoyable because we've covered a lot of material, and I really went into the GMOs. But guys, it's not about happiness on this planet. It's not about happenings. Something has to happen for you to be happy. Don't get like that. Remember, it's all about serving God, obeying His commandments, because like it says in Ecclesiastes, those are the sole duty of man. And guys, we were designed to be in communion with God, have a friendship with God. And sometimes when you pray and you haven't prayed in a long time and you don't get an immediate answer to your prayer, maybe it's because you haven't been calling home enough. I'm going to repeat that. Maybe it's because you haven't been calling home enough. Maybe it's because you're not praying enough, and you're not praying every single day, and you're not praying every single day fervently. You know, the fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. And and when God tells us these things, it's because he wants us to be in daily communion with him, that he wants us to talk with him and walk with him like he wanted for Adam and Eve in the garden. And now that we have the Holy Spirit, we're allowed to do that through the Holy Spirit and have this incredible relationship with the creator of the universe. And that will fill you with the righteousness and the peace and the joy. So many times people ask me, how are you always so up? Why are you always so happy? I mean, why are you always so positive? And my response is, it's not the happiness. It's the righteousness, peace, and joy through the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Today, one of my office staff is a friend of mine, Steve. He's like my vice president. And he was a friend of mine in college. I mean, back at Florida State. We took organic chemistry together, and we took calculus together. And now he helps to run the office. Great guy. I've known him for 40 years. And he asked me today, he goes, Ted, how are you doing today? And I said, Steve, I'm blessed. He goes, every time I ask you how you're doing, you always tell me you're blessed. And I laughed and I said, Steve, you know, when I became a Christian back in 1979, I decided I was going to be blessed today. And every day was going to be the day the Lord hath made. This is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. Now, if you have something wrong with your brain and you're having problems with depression, there's all kinds of natural things you can do. 5-hydroxyl-tryptophan, cod liver oil, activated methylated B vitamins. Every once in a while, even I feel a little bit down because something happens with the economy, or something happens. I'm reading about the Wicked Witch of Washington, the blood witch, and I got to be dealing with thinking about her becoming president. And I'm going, oh gosh, this is awful. And what I'll do, I'll go pop a 5-HTP, 5-hydroxyl-tryptophan, which basically is a precursor to serotonin in your brain. And within a couple hours, I'm feeling really, really good again. Or I'll go hit some cod liver oil or some methylated B vitamins. And Doug, every single morning when I get out of bed, when I take my purple sticks and I drink my protein shake, I take 4 B vitamins and I take one or two of the B5, B6. And I tell you what, my brain stays fired up and on synapses are going all day long. And I get tremendous energy all day from that. And I know you're a big believer in the B vitamins too. See, the thing about it is, guys, if you give your brain the right food that it needs, and you keep the poison away from it, the lead, the mercury, the GMOs, the immunizations, the aluminum, all that stuff, you keep it out of your body, your body is designed to run for a really, really long time and be healthy. See, that's the key, Doug. If we take care of ourselves, we're going to feel really good all of the time. If we feel really good all the time, it really helps us to enjoy the righteous peace and joy through the infilling of the Holy Spirit. What do you guys think?
Amen. That's right. You know, it's somebody just wrote that it's about contentment, being content. And
that's right.
You know, yeah, exactly.
It's peace. So, it's the peace.
That's right. And, you know, Ted, I'm glad you brought that up, because right now, I mean, as Steve Quayle comes on and talks about, the current events, and, of course, we're not to be held hostage by a spirit of fear. Okay.
That's right.
Go ahead. No.
There is no spirit of fear. I mean, here's the thing. Here's what you got to understand. When you connect to God through the Holy Spirit, you know, you got like God spanning his dimension, right? You know, where he's not bound by the dimensions of time, space like we are, but the fourth bottom dimension, the height, the depth, the width, and time, width, and time, space, the fourth dimensional where we are. He's not bound by that. He's in his own dimension. He's in what they call the eternal now, which some authors have called it. And basically, he's just the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. You know, we did a whole show on what the blood of Jesus does and how it heals you, and how it constantly sends out that healing DNA frequency through all time space, through scalar waves. And I did a whole Bible study with you guys one night on that. And when you finally get a handle on that and you understand who we are in Christ Jesus, then when you read these negative headlines, then you start to realize, wait a minute. Greater is he that is in me than he who is in the world. I have overcome the world. The Bible says that where is thy victory, death? Where is thy sting? See, we don't die. I got a news flash for you. That's not what happens here when you're connected to Jesus Christ. You know, you just go to be with God. You know, you get the peace that passes all understanding that continues to go with you through all eternity. See, that's the thing. If you could understand who we are in Christ Jesus and the power that we have through the cross, that's why I told Richard today at the doctor's office, I said, my two favorite shows are on the blood of Jesus and interdimensional physics. And then I said, in front of all the people in the waiting room, I said, if people can get a handle on who we are as Christians and what we are as Christians, I said, they're going to get saved if they understand what it means to be a Christian. Hey, guys, It means we don't walk in fear. You know, we walk by faith, not by sight, but not in fear. The Bible says that in Timothy, we're not born of a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. And that's what we have to understand. We've got to be willing to step into that arena and say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And, you know, before I got saved, being raised by my mom, having gone through Nazi Germany and all that stuff that she went through, you know, coming over here in 1952 out of Nazi Germany, you know, when she was born in 1916, you know, she was scared, Doug. I mean, she was in fear almost all of her life because she'd seen what had happened to the Third Reich, watched her homeland get bombed into rubble, you know, watched, you know, the German people become just destroyed because they followed a crazy guy. As far as later on, now when he first got started and he wanted his land back that they stole from him in the Versailles Treaty, we talked about that a few weeks ago, or he wanted, you know, to rearm the German people and all of that stuff. I mean, he was doing okay, but in the end, he got so geeked up on meth and some other drugs they were giving him, you know, he didn't make any rational sense. He went Looney Tunes and then he started doing all these crazy things. And so her whole life was based upon the fear that had overtaken her because of what had happened to her after the war. And the thing about it is, guys, we don't have to live like that. And I used to tell my mom, cause she was always scared. And I used to always say, du bist immer bange, which means you are always scared. And she'd always say, yes, I am. I'm immer bange. And I said, man, you can't live like that, Mom. See, and so that programming was put into me as a child with a lot of negativity. And when I became a Christian, and then I started listening to Zig Ziglar and Jim Rohn and reading my Bible on a regular basis and realizing that the answer is yea and amen in Christ Jesus, and that we're not born of a spirit of fear. And I started understanding that, and I got to dwell in the holy place of the Most High. Then I started realizing is, what can they possibly do to us, Doug? Because it's not by power. It's not by might. It's by my spirit, saith the Lord. And see, that's why I always walk in love. That's why I always walk in forgiveness. You know, I've been attacked on radio. Horrible things were said about me. I never attacked anybody back because there's no reason to do that. Because all Satan does is to divide. He's the accuser of the brethren. And we can't allow that spirit to come into the patriot community or with each other. We've got to stand here. We've got to support each other, stand for each other. I remember I had a preacher friend of mine one time. He had a business card, and he said on the business card, even in their absence, my friends are safe in my company. In other words, he always had their back, even when they weren't around. He was always going to say good things about them and not allow himself to get into a negative kick and parade. See, that's how we all have to live. What do you think, Doug, Joe?
Amen. Amen.
You're exactly right.
Keep going, brother. Keep going. You're on fire. I mean, you know,
I'm not yelling and screaming, but I'm giving out some pretty good information, aren't I?
Well, see, here's the thing right now. as far as I'm concerned, we could be, I mean, there's so many things going on. And we've got, I mean, look at what's taking place here with respect to the craziness out there. We've got to balance the craziness because my wife said something to me today. Because I was gone for a couple of days and so I had to do some things with her and she said, you know, it's very easy for people to get caught up in this. Number one, the political, excuse the expression, crap out there. But there's a lot of stuff, you know, I mean, people get sick of the 2 weeks straight of the conventions.
That's right.
But yeah. In the larger sense, you look at the headlines, the Zika virus in Miami, you got to talk about. Pick a headline. It's all crazy.
Yeah, it is.
So we need to take a few steps back and to reevaluate and to say, you know what? Just take a moment, smell the flowers, trust God. We know how the story ends. We know how this all ends. So.
Well, it's like the Psalms, you know, we rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I mean, you know, and see, once we understand that, then we really begin to realize the power that we have and the abilities that we have and the peace that we have. Because if we just understand that, the basics of it, you know, it'll all just become so clear to us. But let me read you some good news. I love this. This is one of my favorite books of the Bible. In fact, one favorite of the chapters in the Bible. Psalm 91, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I will trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near unto you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near unto your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all of your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra, and you will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, saith the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. I love that. It's all highlighted in my Bible. I mean, guys, think about this. Because he loves me, says the Lord. He knows that he loves you. He knows that you love him when you commune with him and you pray with him. And again, I want to encourage everybody again today. You've got to pray out loud. Because when you pray and you speak and you pray to the Lord, you create scalar waves. And scalar waves literally change the fabric of time-space. They literally change the physical reality of your life. That's why Jesus said it was so important to pray. It's so important that we all pray on a regular basis. I've taught my kids to do that in the last 5 years. Now, I didn't pray with them all the time before that. I have to admit that. But when God spoke to me in that dream, and I got so convicted of that 5 years ago, I realized at that point in my life that I had to make some changes, that I had to start doing the things and dwelling in the shadow of the Almighty and calling upon the Lord and praying with Him every day and communing with Him in the Spirit. And when I did that, Doug and Joe, my entire life became focused again on the things of the Lord. And that's why I'm on that's why I have my talk show again, or that's why I have a talk show. That's why I'm on y'all's show all the time. I'm 60 years old. I was in a semi-retirement mode. You know, I'm working 6 days a week now on radio. And now I've got a guy working on doing a national TV deal with me. So, I mean, what's interesting to me is this. I mean, we can all sit around and just chill out, or we can do what we need to do through Christ Jesus and be about our Father's work. And guys, listen to me. The time is short. It really is. I mean, it's like you said earlier, Doug, none of us are promised tomorrow. With these nutbags running the planet, there's no telling what they're going to do. But I know what? I know who my hope is in. It's in Christ Jesus. I know who protects me, because nothing can touch me. Because the reality is, we're all going to check off this planet sooner or later. It doesn't make any difference unless Jesus comes back or we get raptured. If we want to pull an Enoch, I guess we could do it that way. But the point is this. It doesn't make any difference. He who dwells in the shadow of the Most High. I mean, we're always going to be protected by God Almighty, and we get to be with Him forever, Doug. And when you understand that we win the game regardless of what happens down here, it makes it a lot easier to have a positive attitude about everything that you read about in the news. So guys, dwell in the holy place. Dwell in the high place. Dwell with the Almighty. Pray with Him every day. Commune with Him every day. Thank Him every day for what you have and what you want. Don't pray your prayers negative. Thank Him. If you're looking for a job, thank Him. Father, I thank You that I've got a great job. I thank You, Father, that I'm able to pay all of my bills. That's how you pray. Father, I thank You. I mean, when I pray about Hillary Clinton, I just pray that God I just pray she's exposed. That's all I do. I'm not going to pray in the negative against her. I just pray she gets exposed and that whatever she sows, she reaps. That's all I pray. I'm not going to start putting curses on her and all that kind of stuff. I'm not going to do that. Because we can do that, but it's not Christian. That goes back over to the devil's world. We don't want to do all that stuff. We got to pray for what we want, and we got to pray for life and longevity and for prosperity and for love and all of these things. That's what we pray for in the positive sense. Don't pray in the negative. You know, like, dear Lord, don't kill me today. What the heck does that mean? I mean, what does that even mean? Okay, why do you want to pray something like that? You pray, Lord, protect me today. I station your angels about me, the Lord. I cover myself and I surround myself with a hedge of thorns. I cover myself with the blood of Christ. Protect me, Father. I thank you that you always make me the head, not the tail. I thank you, Father, you always put me in the right place in the right time every time, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that I can always bring honor and glory to you in all the different areas of my life. I thank you for letting me be a witness every single day for Jesus Christ. And if we pray like that, Doug, every single day, we teach our children to do it, we will change the very fabric of time space on this planet. And that's what these druids, these Satanists, are afraid that we're going to do, that we're going to change this field that we're in, and we're going to become positive, and it's going to, everything's going to change back over the way it's supposed to be, and then we're going to get a reprieve. I believe that God will give us a reprieve, because only the Father knows the time and the place of the end. And I believe if enough people pray like that, we can get a reprieve. It may be 20 years or 30 years or 50 years, but we can keep our country around for a bit longer. I really believe we could do that, Doug, with all of my heart, or I wouldn't be doing what we're doing today. I'd go move to New Zealand somewhere and go get myself a sheep ranch. Just leave. Because, I mean, you know, I'm not joking, guys. In fact, I got a good friend of mine, Chuck Missler. He already moved to New Zealand. You know, yeah. He's already had enough. And, I mean, you know, it's just, if these nutbags get in the power for another 8 years with the greatest military in the history of the world, it's going to be crazy. In fact, I heard one of them talking the other day. They were how the United States military needs to be upgraded. They're still using floppy disks in their nuclear facilities with their nuclear weapons. There's a reason they haven't upgraded the nuclear facilities. There's a reason they haven't done anything besides use floppy disks. Nuclear energy is antiquated. Nuclear technology and nuclear weapons are antiquated. We have scalar-based weapon systems in space that can lay ravage to entire cities without ever firing a nuclear shot. The technology that we have now is not from the 1920s and the 30s anymore. We have massively exceeded all of that. And so that's what we have now. That's why the space shuttle was grounded. They act like we don't have the ability to put stuff in orbit. That's nonsense. We have all kinds of technology they don't want you to know about. Jim Mars talks about that in his books all the time, and so do a lot of the other authors, and it's the truth.
Yeah, Jim Mars is coming on our program, by the way, folks. August 19th, Jim Mars is coming on. So.
Brilliant. His book, The Fourth Reich, you know, he said that the Germans were the ones who developed the atomic bomb first, and we took their nuclear weapons and we used them on Nagasaki and Hiroshima, and that our detonators wouldn't work. And he documents all that. I thought to myself, wow, I've never heard that before. I mean, he's got some stuff in his books that'll really make you wake up and sit up and take a look at things. So I don't know, guys, but all I know is this, you know, prayer still changes things, and they can't stop it. And that's what they're so concerned about, that we understand what a scalar wave is and the power of prayer, and we change the fabric of time-space, and we can do that. In fact, Paul McGuire talks about the dunamis, the power of prayer, the dynamite that we release when we pray. And see, guys, we can change this. We can put Trump in office, and we can make those stupid machines not flip over the votes. We can do that. We have the authority to do that if we all pray in the aggregate, or we can pray they all get exposed. I mean, now we got Trump asking the Russians to release more of Hillary's emails.
Ted, I don't know whether you saw this, man, but the hacking went into the hacking is much bigger than it's been reported. Yeah. Clinton campaign hacked. Did you hear that, folks?
The refusal
to cooperation with the FBI. The FBI warned Clinton campaign last spring of a cyber attack, and they refused to cooperate. See, all of this, I mean, to me, this is beyond incompetence. And by the way, I just get so sick and tired of these absolute morons. People like Gary Jay, from the Pacific Northwest. You're a moron. You know that? And for those people in Hattiesburg, do I need to explain what a moron is? Never mind. You know what, Ted? I'm not going to take this down that road. I just get really tired of this. But look at the flipping news. Look what's going on. It's serious.
Well, the whole thing with the Democratic Party is this. And I mentioned in the beginning of the show, the Democratic Party from the time of Johnson, you know, when he started this Great Society program, Doug, he decided, you know, you got to remember the Democratic Party was the party of the Ku Klux Klan. People don't get that. I mean,
No! You racist son of a gun!
They're the party of eugenics. They're the party of Margaret Sanger. They're the product of. They're the party of Black Lives Don't Matter. Kill them all. They're animals with Margaret Sanger. That's what she believed. It was awful. I mean, that's what they believed. These guys are whack bags. And of course, Hillary Clinton gets the Margaret Sanger Award. And she says how proud she is. She gets that. I mean, We have talked about that so many times on your show. These guys are eugenicists. You know, that's how this thing was founded. It was founded with the Ku Klux Klan. And the Republicans, with Lincoln as the one who signed the Emancipation Proclamation and released the slaves in the South. Don't get me wrong, Lincoln has his own set of worms and problems. But, you know, the Democrats are not who they say they are. In fact, I watched that movie, Hillary's America, last weekend. And the sad part about it was the movie was excellent. He did a good job on it. But the Clinton money, that new video that came out, that's a lot stronger. That's Clinton, you got to watch that.
Yes, and it's on Breitbart right now, or it's on YouTube right now. I just got an email about that, and thank you so much, whoever sent the email. I don't remember, but you got to watch it, Clinton Cash, and the book is fantastic. Advanced read of that. It's an amazing story.
Well, and see what's happening is, and see this is it. Christians are finally waking up. You know what it took? You know what it really took to get this thing moving? And these idiots always overplay their hands, was the transgender issue. Forcing men into women's bathrooms with little girls. We've all had enough now. I mean, even the gays didn't want that. Okay, they didn't even want that. They said, this is nuts. We don't want this. This is crazy. We don't want this at all. This is awful. You know, because they knew that it would be overstepping everything they tried to achieve, because they're not trying to do all that. This militant activism by by King Obama, you know, and I mean it's ridiculous, what? Doug. It's absolutely ridiculous. And again, it's all obfuscation of what was going on in the news. It's just craziness, you know. It really is.
Well, you know, we're having I don't know whether you heard this or not, there's a aircraft carrier going to be named after.
Oh, it's going to be a gay. Yeah, the milk guy. Yep, that's right.
Milk. Yep. 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 Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm so proud. Okay.
Yeah, here we go. BBC suggests calling terrorists is politically incorrect. Have you covered that story yet?
No.
Yeah, Mark, we did talk about it in a brief mention, yes, but we didn't get in depth. They said that calling the terrorist radical Islamist is offensive and could spawn more attacks.
they said causing... And guys,
who
remember
came first,
this.
The sword or the blood?
We're being played against these guys. They're bringing them in for a reason. It's just crazy. White House now claims that student debt is good for the economy. This is an article by Joshua Krause. It says, these days student debt loan is probably one of the most controversial and maligned issues in America, and that it's good, the White House says, for the economy to have everybody in massive debt they can't bankrupt.
Well, okay. Sure, the debt-based economy, of course the debt's good, but if you want a real capitalist free market, then you're in big trouble with the debt-based economy.
That's exactly right. Here's another interesting article that I just pulled up. It said, 7 facts that remain true no matter how many psychop shootings take place. I love this. Gun-free zones, number one, are death zones of defenseless people hoping to not be shot dead. That's the truth. All these places occur in gun-free zones. Number two, the government has a factual history of false flag operations and staged terror. Gulf of Tonkin, you start listing them. It's crazy. I'm not going to go into all of these. There's so many of them listed here. Number three, more government power means less personal freedom. That's the truth. We saw that with the Patriot Act. We saw that with the National Defense Authorization Act. I mean, those who don't care to have more freedom of choice, freedom of speech, and freedom of human behavior, so long as it doesn't harm to others, and prefer to have less freedom so the large overreaching government can have more power to protect you. Are you kidding me? It never works that way. They always overreach their hands, and they always start locking people up in confinements, in concentration camps, or in the relocation. What did Hillary call it? Everybody needs to be put into a re-education camp?
Yeah.
I mean, she says that. She says that.
We'll all have fun. Let's, yeah.
God. You know, but if we were there, wait. Number four, ISIS was factually created, funded, and trained by the West and its allies, and by the United States. That's an absolute fact. I mean, they're keeping this thing going over there because of all the instability they're trying to create, and they're running all those drugs out of Turkey. And Erdogan apparently got too greedy, and I think the CIA tried to stage that coup on him to get him out of office. He found out about it, knew what was going to happen. Now they're blaming it on him. And you see what he did last week? He shut down a bunch of the news stations and a bunch of the radio stations. Did you guys read that? Shut them down. And see what happened is back in the 60s and the 70s with our CIA and our country, they took over a lot of the news media and college professors to start talking and putting the lies into the students and into the mass media. And remember what Casey said, we'll know we've done our job at the CIA when everything the American people believe is a lie. See, that's what they've done. And so Erdogan probably realized that they also infiltrated the media there in Turkey, and he wants to have his own little dictatorship, and he doesn't want them bothering him anymore because he's a pretty greedy dude. Number five, the rule of law now officially does not apply to the globalists or to Hillary Clinton or other ruling elites. You know, that's the thing that I think really was the bottom line for the folks in the Clinton campaign and the Bernie Sanders people when they saw that Hillary Clinton was above the law. Number six, the federal three-letter alphabet agencies lie all the time. That's the truth. And have endorsed false flag attacks and stage events. You're looking at the DHS, the TSA, the NSA, the BLM, the FDA, all of them. It's the craziest thing you've ever seen. It's like they can't stop lying, just keeping the American people, you know, completely off kilter all the time. And number seven, the idea that big government with more power will solve the problems of humanity is fictional. And there are no historical examples to back it up. On the contrary, there are numerous examples that when the government becomes overreaching and all powerful, they start killing people. You see that with Nazi Germany, and you see that with China, that's right. And you see that with Russia. This is another interesting article by Stefan Zephyr. I loved it. He goes, "This is they're quoting Trump, and they said it's a horror show. Trump slams Hillary's house of horrors in scathing press conference. Why hasn't Hillary given a press conference in over 230 days? She won't let the press talk to her. She won't allow herself to be interviewed. She won't answer the questions." I loved it in the Republican convention, and they kept saying, "Lock her up, lock her up, lock her up." I mean, it's unreal that this grifter has been able to take hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars from people and corporations from all over the world, Doug, and has gotten away with it. It's crazy. Here's another article that says, the deeper reason many intelligent progressives and independents will not support Hillary Clinton. This is interesting. It says, what she says or what she does, they don't believe anything she says. And they said her emails are continually haunting everybody. Election rigging and fraud, which is proven out. It's proven that they rigged the election. And you know what I like about this? If Russia did release this, he's doing it in enough time for Trump and the Republican committee, if they're not in the middle of it all with the election, with the Democrats, to basically stop the fraud from the Diebold election machines. I hope we can have that, because Putin has said that if we don't watch out, we're going to get a completely fraudulent election in the United States. Did you see that the president of Hungary came out and supported Trump this week, which is amazing. The Clinton Foundation.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, the Clinton Foundation. How can you not get mad about the Clinton Foundation or the drug money in Arkansas out of Mena, Arkansas? I mean, go watch the movie The Clinton Chronicles and the other movie online, The Clinton Circle of Power, that was done basically by Jerry Falwell back in the 90s when the Clintons were in office. I mean, if you can watch those videos and not just choke out with all the dead people that are around this group of, I mean, over 100 people have died while working or being involved with the Clintons. I mean,
you know what, Ted? They were old. I mean, look, they can all be explained. It's Vince Foster.
They're perfectly positioned.
Right. And you know something? No, I'm not going to go there because I'm not going to ruin my weekend. Go ahead. I'm about to say something right now.
That you were going to get a bunch of emails for and you don't want the blowback.
Yeah.
Well, if anybody believes that Vince Foster committed suicide, you're wrong. That's not what happened. He was murdered.
Well, I will say this. I do have information, and take it for what it's worth. During that autopsy, which was rescheduled to to an earlier time, there was a part of the body removed, not for medical examination, but to send a message to those who came later in the autopsy, and that don't go there with your mind, people. It was the tongue, okay? And of course, there's a message there. Take it for what it's worth, but you won't read about that anywhere. Go ahead.
I didn't know that, Doug.
Yes, sir.
I just learned this. They took his tongue. Who took it? Was the first autopsy or the second autopsy took his tongue?
Number one, the first autopsy, and it was the doctor that is the first one. It's just
when you think about this for just a few seconds, I mean, all of those people, if you watch those videos that died around those guys, including Secret Service agents, who went into Waco, who had been on the personal detail of Clinton, who basically were shot in the back by their own people. I mean, you guys have got to watch these videos, and you see what happened. It'll blow your mind that these guys were hit like that. And if you watched that movie last night, Bourne, you start to realize that this movie was a pretty good indication. See, these guys, they're all about their little white magic. They really are. They've got to tell us what they're going to do to us. Otherwise, the karma they feel on the backside is so bad that they don't want the blowback from it in the next life. And so they got to always tell you what they're going to do and how they're going to hose you. And that way, they think it's okay. It goes back to the old thing about inviting the vampire into your house, that he can't cross the threshold of your home without you inviting him in. But once you invite him in, he can do anything he wants to you. This is that white magic stuff they practice. And this, you know, satanic stuff they do. They have all these little rules that they have to abide by to make this thing work. Because remember, these guys are sorcerers. That's what they are. They're sorcerers. They're numerologists, Kabbalah sorcerers. And they have learned how they can change the fabric of space-time by what they do. But guys, newsflash, greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. We can do the same thing. But Moses throws down his staff, you know, and the staff turns into a snake. These Kabbalist people, they threw down their little staff. There's these druids, these Egyptians that were doing that, and their staff turns into a snake too, but then Moses' staff goes over and eats the other staff, the other snake. I mean, you think God didn't tell us all that stuff to let us know that we can change the fabric of space-time by the words that we speak and what we do? He tells us what we can do. And see, the thing about it is that we have become so impotent because we don't want to believe what the Bible says. And we only want to believe parts of the Bible. We want to take little bits and pieces of what we're going to believe out. But we can literally change the very fabric of space-time by the words that we speak and by our prayers and by the confessions of our mouth. That's what the Word says. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, should we do that for our own selfish gain or selfish ambition? Absolutely not. But should we do it to bring honor and glory to God and to further His kingdom? Absolutely yes. Here's another interesting article. Black Lives Matter, by the way, I believe that all lives matter, and blue lives matter with police. Protesters torch French town. Multiple Black Lives Matter protesters have been arrested in France after demonstrations against the death of a Malian man in police custody left Beaumont, Sorois, and other nearby towns in flames. Of those arrested, some are being charged with throwing incendiary objects, Molotov cocktails, at security forces, and others for trying to burn down their towns. I mean, guys, really? You bring these immigrants, these illegal aliens, into your country, and you try to give them a place, and now they decide they're going to burn it down. I mean, there's a reason that Africa has never come out of the Dark Ages. I mean, these guys can't be doing this kind of nonsense. I mean, they can't be just destroying the very places that they were brought into. I mean, I don't want to have a bad weekend, Doug. I'm stopping right there. We're good.
Yeah, you know, I just got taken to task for my one-sided rants by, you know, something, Ted. I'm just stumbling and stammering. It's interesting when people don't know what's going on with someone medically. Okay, and they take the go on, folks, and continue to this Rick. Go ahead and assume that you know what you're talking about. Go ahead, Rick. Assume. All right. Assume. Assume right out your ass. Assume. Ted, go on.
Here's what I like it when you talk to people. And you can always tell these melancholy temperaments. And they're the ones that are pretty analytical in most cases. Sometimes they're really nice people. Sometimes they're not. I mean, of course, that goes with all the different temperaments. All the temperaments have their good and bad sides. But I always get a kick out of the ones when you give them facts and they go, mm-hmm. They never say anything. They don't respond. They go, uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh. And you answer. They go, well, I'm thinking. But you say, well, what do you think? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And Doug, you know I'm right. You know I'm right. And
yes, I do.
And they're driving you nuts, and you wish they would just shut up or just say something. Say something. Tell me if you think I'm right. Tell me if you think I'm wrong. Just say something. And sometimes they simply can't do it. They can't say anything besides sit there with piety to judge you and how.
Sure.
You know, I remember a couple of years ago when you guys were down here in Orlando. There was one lady. She's taking up donations for rebuilding the tabernacle, the temple in Jerusalem.
Yep.
And I said to her, I think you were with me, Doug. I said to her,
I was.
I said to her, I said, I don't want to rebuild the temple. She goes, why not? And I said, because it was torn down. I said, Jesus died once and for all. We no longer have to have sacrifice for sins. Why are we going to do that? Oh, no, we need to rebuild it. I said, where does it say that in the Bible? Where does it say that we're supposed to donate to rebuild this thing? I said, the Rothschilds own Israel. If they want to rebuild the temple, let them rebuild it. They got plenty of money. We don't have to pay for it. It's their fiefdom. And boy, she got upset with me, Doug. You remember that? And she was
going, I had to wash her car because of you now. You know, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding, of course.
I get a kick out of those guys. You know, and the thing about it, see, it's this, like this. It's like these dentists. And I'm not, like Seinfeld said on his show, I'm not an anti-dentite, okay? I'm not that, all right? I go to a dentist. I get my teeth cleaned on a regular basis. I'm not an anti-dentite. But the thing about it is, it's like you go in and you bring them a stack of literature telling them how poisonous fluoride is. They look at it and go, uh-huh, uh-huh. And then they put it on their desk. And then next thing you know, they're asking if you want a fluoride treatment. And you're like, dude, do you not realize that has brought you 100 pages of research, including Harvard Medical School, Harvard research saying that fluoride drops IQ points? Well, yeah, I know that, but you want to have a fluoride treatment? And you're like, God, what planet are you from? Are you for real? I mean, are you like on heavy medication? Do you not understand what I just gave you? And Doug, it's like their brains have been completely taken over. It's because they've been blinded by the God of this age into believing the lie. See, the Bible says that light has come into the world, but the world has preferred the darkness. And the reason that's happened is the world has a great delusion put upon it by Lucifer. And that's the only thing that explains these people's inability to see a fact when you show it to them and you give them the double-blind clinical research documentation behind it, and you stack another 100 articles behind that which agree with this guy, this guy, this guy, this guy. All these top scientists agree, and they go, uh-huh. Uh-huh, you want a fluoride treatment? I'm like, are you smoking crack? What is wrong with your brain? So, yes, I don't understand it either, Doug. I just sit back and kind of scratch my head sometimes going, wow, this is a really strange planet we live on, because when that delusion is sent to these people, that strong delusion, they can't see the truth. They really, really can't. It's foolishness to the eyes of the people that are departed, the sinners. So the Bible says the gospel is foolishness in their eyes because they have this strong delusion sent to them by Lucifer, which doesn't allow them to see the truth of what's going on. And the sad part about it is that you can break the delusion in some people. Other people just don't get it, Doug. It doesn't make any difference. Yesterday we had Austin's having a driveway porn repaired over at his house. And so there was a black guy who's doing the concrete work. Great guy. Christian, born again. His name's Sammy. Love the guy. He told me the other day he goes to a holiness church and that he was diagnosed with cancer and that they laid hands on him and the cancer report came back and he was totally healed. Just a man of faith, right? And so I'm talking to him yesterday and he's leaving. He's going to be coming back tomorrow to finish the job. And I said to him, I said, Sammy, let me ask you a question. Who are you voting for? He goes, I'm Democrat. I'm voting for Hillary. I said, dude, I said, you say God just saved you. He just healed you from cancer. Yeah, he did. I said, do you not realize that she's a witch? Well, I don't care what she does in her personal life. That's what he said. I don't care what she does in her personal life. And I said, but she's like a real witch. I mean, she goes like to a coven in L.A. He goes, well, I don't care. I don't care what they do. I don't care. And I said, well, there's people out there that were high school classmates of Barack Obama that says that he's gay. And there were multiple guys that said he was gay that were dead before he went into office. He goes, I don't care. I don't believe what I hear. I don't believe that stuff. And he goes, I said, so no matter what I say to you, no matter what I say to you about Hillary, you're going to vote for Hillary. He goes, it doesn't matter what you say about Hillary. I'm going to vote for Hillary. It doesn't make a difference.
She could be drowning puppies on the front lawn of the White House and people would still vote for her. I mean,
no, she could be out there at her coven doing who knows what, the babies or whatever else that she could do out there. They didn't matter to them. It doesn't matter. They have been deluded. But this guy claims to be a Christian. See, that's the problem that I have with all of this, is when they claim to be a born-again believer, when they claim to have been healed by God Almighty himself, when they claim to have been recovered from cancer by a direct intervention, a healing of God Almighty. And I'm not saying that God didn't heal the guy. I'm not saying that, because God may have healed him. But where's the respect for God? Where's the God, whatever you want me to do, I'm going to follow your word, and I'm going to respect you for what you show me and the kindness and the mercy that you show me. Give me a better way, Lord. Show me the way. Where is that humble, contrite attitude? Where is that, Doug, in so many of the people in the United States? Why are they not willing to humble themselves before God, look at the Word of God, and do what the Word says? And the Bible says, come ye out from among them, touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And I quoted that verse to him yesterday. I said, buddy, I said, the Bible tells us that we can't be among them, that we can't endorse them, that we can't have anything to do with these people. They're nutbags. He goes, I don't care what they do in their personal life. They make any difference to me. I just think she's better for the country.
Yeah. And abortion, of course. And abortion is a personal choice. It doesn't affect me. So, you know, these are all delusions and lies that come from, straight from the pit of hell. I believe that.
They are.
All right.
So, I mean, it's just the whole thing is just Looney Tunes. When you get into it, you start thinking, wow, this is crazy. Here's another one. Cops shoot an innocent unarmed therapist with his hands up for trying to help an autistic boy. Did you guys report on this? This is North Miami, Florida.
Yes, we did. We saw this, and the gentleman was a special needs assistant helping a child or a young man who was a special needs sitting on a parking lot playing with a toy truck.
It was in the street.
And the caretaker was approached by police, told to, you know, lay down. He laid on his back, put his hands up. He was shot, even though he did not pose a threat. And he asked the officer, why did you shoot me? And the officer responded, I don't know.
Two of them said, I don't know. I don't know. Hey Ted,
is there something more going on here?
My 45 just went off on you.
I'm going to give you some advice here. I'm taking a lot of tactical training, and Doug, I know you have too. Keep your finger off the stinking trigger if you're not going to discharge the weapon.
Right.
Just keep it on the trigger guard. If you're shooting people by accident and you don't have any idea of how you shot them or why you shot them, why don't you just take your finger off the trigger? I mean, my tactical trainers just always tell me, take your finger off your trigger until you're ready to discharge your weapon.
Exactly. Unless there is a clear and present danger posed, your finger should never be on the trigger.
Oh, it's crazy. Now, oh, by the way, we've just developed a brand new vitamin E at Health Masters. It's a various type of mix of tocopherol. It's incredibly absorptive. We just had it come in this week, so we've been backordered on it. So it's phenomenal. It's an incredible product. That's at healthmasters.com. Vitamin E thins the blood. It also decreases the How should I say this in a nice way? It decreases the evidence of Alzheimer's disease. It actually helps to deal with that because it increases blood flow to the brain. And it also increases libido, which has been proven repeatedly in studies in mammals, especially, you know, in men, along with zinc. So it does a good job for that. So guys, make sure you get vitamin E. Doug5 is the coupon code for healthmasters.com. And if you want to listen to me when I sound like at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I'll be on in about 5 more minutes again.
Yeah,
Doug5 is the coupon code, and you guys are a blast to be with. I love doing y'all show with you. I get to cover stuff I can't cover on my show in an hour because it's not enough time. So I love doing shows like this and really prepping up for them and covering a big variety of topics all at once. It's fun to me, guys. Thank you for having me on.
We love having you on. Can you squeeze in one answer to a question? This is something that I wanted to know, too. The Strecker memorandum, I don't know the veracity of that, the Strecker memorandum, but basically it discusses HIV/AIDS as being man-made. Now, you touched on that earlier. Are you convinced that HIV/AIDS is a man-made ailment?
I believe that it may have been naturally occurring in nature, but that it was weaponized by the boys at Fort Detrick.
Okay.
That's where I'm at with it. Horowitz says the same thing. If you read his book on that, it's the definitive guide to AIDS. Gosh, the thing must be 700-800 pages long. AIDS is something that we basically could have lived without. That was something they didn't need to put down on the population. But again, it was going to be to reduce the population of gays and to reduce the population of blacks. It's right up there with the democratic values. You know, let's see how many blacks we can abort, and let's see how many KKK groups we can get going, let's see how many Margaret Sanger awards we can give out. And guys, if you're black and you're listening to the show tonight, I'm not joking about this stuff. I'm being serious. They really feel that way, or they felt that way about you guys back in the 1800s and the early 1900s, especially with Margaret Sanger, whose award was given to Hillary Clinton. These are not good people, and you guys need to be supporting righteousness, regardless of the political party.
Amen, brother. You know, I want to thank you for a great show tonight, and as always, and please, folks, visit healthmasters.com, 5% off, Doug5 is the coupon code, and stay right here on Global Star Radio Network, where you're going to hear Dr. Brower tonight, right after this broadcast, and Sunday. Ted, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
We appreciate you guys. I'll talk to you this week. Bye-bye.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.